Seltzer Corporation, the makers of Fighting Air Cobra, Bromo Seltzer brings you Vox Pop, the voice of the people, broadcasting tonight from inside the plant itself, just a few feet from the production lines and surrounded by over 1,000 bar workers. And now here are those two air-minded interviewers, your two Vox Poppers, Parks Johnson and Warren Howell.
Warren, it's really great to be invited here to the Bell Aircraft plant for the Office of War Information. But you know, Warren, it doesn't look much like a Labor Day holiday here to me.
No, me either. You know, the only holiday these workers are getting is this half hour off for supper. And then the poor guys have to watch our broadcast at the same time.
Oh, well, maybe that wouldn't be so bad. And Warren, did you ever see so many men and women with so many ham sandwiches and cups of coffee in your life?
No, not since we Hulls had a family reunion down in Gasport Friday night. Well, Parks, who's the first hungry Bell worker to be interviewed here tonight?
One, two, three. There's at least three rows of Hull's relatives from Gasport
out here in front right now.
Well, the workers at the Bell Aircraft plant here at Niagara Falls are young, middle-aged, and older. They are both men and women. And first to the Vox Pop microphone tonight is a gentleman from Georgia, sir. Folks, I want you to know 19-year-old Billy Rutherford of Carrick, Georgia. Billy, were you ever north before you came up here to Bell?
No, this is the first time I've ever been north of Georgia.
Oh, ever? Well. You find that it was sort of hard for the folks to understand the way you talk when you got up here, Billy?
Well, it's quiet it was, and it was rather hard for me to understand them, too.
It was
start.
Mutual, wasn't it?
Yes,
hard
sir.
To go both ways. Where'd you go to school, Billy?
I've been to Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech? How long were you there?
I've been there a year and a half.
Year and a half, and you're 19 years old now?
That's right.
You're doing pretty good. What kind of course did you take?
I took electrical engineering.
Well, no wonder we find you here in a plant like this. Billy, you're a little bit too small to have played football. What was your sport down there? Or did you go out for any?
Well, I usually hung around the tennis court at Georgia Tech. And
were you pretty good?
Well, in high school, I was lucky enough to be 3 years on the doubles team and a winning doubles team at Georgia State High School tennis tournament.
You mean the state champions, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Attaboy. Well, Billy, a little confidentially, what do you think of the girls up here?
Well, the girls up here are mighty nice and friendly, but I just wonder if you've ever seen those girls on Peachtree Street in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, boy. Right down there at Five Points, I'll say so. Well, Billy, seriously, among the thousands of jobs here at Bell, what do you do?
Well, I work in Department 49, second shift, as a main instrument panel assembler.
Instrument panel assembler.
That's
what
right.
What instrument do you put in the panel?
I do not have any certain instrument. I put all the instruments.
Oh, all of them?
Yes.
Well, now, Billy, I guess production line moving along fast and while like that, you just flap them in so as not to be behind, huh?
Oh, no. If everything is inspected and we have to be doubly sure that these instruments are in there correctly and we know that when we realize that this instruments later on, they give trouble because we put them in wrong.
They can't give trouble, can they, Billy?
No, they just really can't.
It's a precision job.
It really is. We have to be accurate. And
do you love it?
Oh, I like it very well.
Fine. What's your plans for the future? Here you are, 19 years old. What would you say, what have you in mind?
Well, I can't think of anything better than in a few months' time flying one of these Air Cobras out on some field.
You mean you'd like to go in the Army
Air
Corps?
I really would.
Well, that's a noble ambition, brother. How does it feel to be working on Labor Day?
Well, I haven't given it any too serious thought, but I think that we all should be glad to work on this day. That it, we should realize that production of warplanes is our second front, and that we in the plant, we do not ask what day of the week it is any more than the men on the front that are fighting for us every day. We consider ourselves soldiers just as like anyone else. Our overalls are our uniforms, our tools are our weapons. That's why we're fighting. That's why we're working on this Labor Day.
Billy, that's the spirit. And may And may we all do our jobs in the same spirit as this 19-year-old Bell aircraft worker has. And Billy Rutherford, Vox Pop sponsor, Bromo Seltzer, has a couple of gifts for you. We snooped and learned that you hadn't yet bought one, so here's a good, heavy, double-breasted wool overcoat for a cold winter. And second, knowing that you're a tennis champ, we are getting you one of the finest professional tennis rackets that we can find. And thank you a lot, Billy. We've enjoyed having you. Okay, Warren.
Folks, here is an experimental test pilot, one of the 9 test pilots who are working every day to see that these Bell Air Cobras are delivered to our Air Force not only in perfect shape, but with new improvements. Now, this young fellow, 25 years old, was in the Air Force 2.5 years, was instructor in the civilian pilot training program at the University of Chicago, and has worked at Bell for 15 months. Here he is, young, tall, and handsome, just as you'd picture a test pilot. And he knows his business, too. Experimental test pilot Jack Willems of Ross, California. Jack, how big is Ross?
Oh, about 1,500.
Doggone it, bigger than Gasport, huh? How did you happen to come here, Jack?
I came here to Niagara Falls on my honeymoon.
Oh, and you've been here 15 months?
Yes, they say it's the longest one in the history of the city.
Well, I hear that Mrs. Willems flies, too. When you go up, who does the flying?
Well, I usually sleep and let her do the flying,
man. See, did you ever do any backseat flying?
Well, I don't think I'd better answer yes to that question.
Just what are your duties as an experimental test pilot?
Well, it is up to us to test any new installation that the company thinks might improve the airplane. We have to take the airplane up, see how fast it'll go, see how high it'll go, and test it for various other things, and then come down and make recommendations on it.
Well, you're the fellow who tries them out first.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, in the line of your work, do you have to do all kinds of flying?
Yes, we do. We have to fly sometimes 5 or 10 feet off the waves of Lake Ontario. At other times, we have to go way up above 30,000 feet. We have to do acrobatic maneuvers at times and dives and other things that are required in our testing.
Mm-hmm. Well, my transport flying has never taken me over 12,000 feet, probably. What's it like way up there at 30,000 feet?
Well, you can leave the ground here on a hot summer day and get up where it's way below zero. When you get up there on a clear day, you can see over 200 miles at times. And when you look down at the ground, well, automobiles and things as small as that are indistinguishable. And even large houses look like small dots.
Well, can you see Gasport?
Well, on a very clear day.
On a very clear day. Well, Jack, are you ready to take off?
Yes, I'm all set.
Well, folks, Jack has a test run to make tonight. He has an air cobra waiting for him outside. He'll take off and talk with us later over his ship's radio from somewhere. Okay, Jack, we'll give you a ring later.
Okay,
boy, you get along.
You know, folks, when I was a little fella, I wanted to be a fireman, and I still do. Boy, what a thrill to wear a fireman's hat and ride the rear of a fire truck and slide down those poles. Yes, sir. But wait a minute. If you think a fireman's life is all fun and excitement, you better listen to this letter from Thomas Byrne. Mr. Byrne writes,
I'm a fireman in a big city, and we're called out on the average of twice a day. Now, some of the fires don't amount to much, but often we get in a real blaze. Then I've got to be quick on the trigger, ready for anything. Besides working under a nervous strain, there are the discomforts of going through heavy smoke and fumes and getting drenched by the water from the hoses. Now, sometimes when I get through a session like that, I've got a pounding headache. My stomach feels upset. My nerves are on edge. When I feel that way, I rely on Bromo Seltzer to help me feel better fast. All the fellows at the firehouse are just as enthusiastic as I am about Bromo Seltzer. And practically all of us keep a bottle of it in our lockers all the time.
Well, that's what I'd call a red-hot letter, and every word of it's true. Yes, friends, these letters we read to you on Vox Pop every week are actual experiences. Say, why don't you send us your true Bromo Seltzer experience? Maybe your letter will help someone else to discover what you and I already know. For quick, effective relief from headache, there's just nothing better than Bromo Seltzer. And now Warren is on the double time or to an outside ramp here. He slipped out there a moment ago. He's up to something. We're going to find out what it is. What's going on out there, Warren?
Well, I'm out here on the ramp, sort of breathless, standing on the wing of an air cobra talking to one of the many girl workers here at Bell Aircraft in Niagara Falls. She's in the ground test department. Boy, am I out of breath. Sitting in the cockpit here, in her coveralls and with her gorgeous red hair and freckles, dirty hands and dirty face, busy at her work. She's 27, Miss Jean Guthrie of Kenmore, New York. Jean Guthrie, you're Scotch, aren't you?
Yes, I am, but I came over here when I was 8 years old.
Oh. Well, was it your mother making you eat your porridge every morning that made you so pretty?
Go on with that baloney. You're holding up production.
All right, we'll get down to business here. Just what are your duties in the ground test department, Jean?
Well, we run up the engine before the airplane is ready to fly so that we will get the best operation, most efficient operation at each given speed.
And you make all the necessary adjustments with your little wrench and pliers?
Well, mostly with a screwdriver.
Oh, I see. Well, when you rev up this big Allison motor, is it really a thrill?
Oh, it is. Just a minute. I'd like to see how it feels.
All right, go ahead. That's the Energizer, folks. Gene is busy here pushing in a lot of throttles and things. Gene, when you rev them up to a high run, do they ever take off?
Well, no, we're pretty well nailed down here.
We better be. Have you ever flown at all?
No, but they let me taxi an airplane the other day.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, you're the only woman who's ever done that, aren't you?
I'm the first woman that's ever been on...
Uh-oh, there she goes. Whoa!
I'm the first woman that's ever been allowed to taxi an airplane.
How do you like it?
Give her the gun. I nearly went off the wing that time. Jean, why did you take up this work? What were you doing before?
Well, I was working in the office at the Bell Aircraft Corporation and decided I'd like to do something that was a little more worthwhile.
Well, did you have to go to school and learn all this?
Yes, I went to the service training school at Bell for 6 weeks, and I learned everything there was to know, supposedly, about an airplane and how it's supposed to work.
Well, you work out here in the open, rain or shine?
And I'll even work here in the wintertime.
Uh-oh, you'll be rugged, as the Marines call it, before you finish. Do you like it?
Oh, I'm really crazy about it.
Do you want to make a career for yourself in aeronautics after the war?
No, I guess not.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I don't like to scare anyone, but I'm going to find a husband and settle down and raise about 6 children when the war is over.
Boys, don't let it scare you, really. If you could see, Jean, the line forms on the right. She can fix the family jalopy or the vacuum cleaner. Well, boys, you won't have to do a thing except buy 6 pairs of shoes now and then. Jean, thank you very much for this demonstration. It's been fun here, and if you'll come back in with me, you'll find a couple of gifts from Bromo Seltzer waiting for you. First, we have for you, for this Niagara County winter weather when you're working out here, a nice pair of red flannel underwears and trimmed with lace, too.
I guess I'll need that.
Also, we have a black wool crepe tea gown with a black leather trim purse to wear with it.
Oh,
I know you're going to be very fetching in that. Thanks very much, Jean. Let's go back inside. All right, Park.
Okay, Warren. That was swell out there, folks. Well, now here's a 57-year-old Bell Air Cobra worker, a man with 4 children and 7 grandchildren, and he just doesn't look it. He's a coordinator of project sketches and really knows these dear little cobras, as the Russians call them. Folks, William Byrd of Buffalo. Bud, can I call you Bill?
Yes, sir, Parker. Right ahead.
Fine. Bill, how long have you been working with aircraft?
Well, I've been working with aircraft ever since I left the war.
Well, were you in the Air Corps in the last war?
I was in the field artillery.
Field artillery in the last war?
Yes,
well,
sir.
You must have stayed in and stayed with the Air Corps then.
I re-enlisted. I stayed in the service, and then I went into the Air Corps.
Well, start with right after you re-enlisted and getting into the Air Corps and tell us what you've done since then.
Well, I've done most everything. I've worked on Kelly Field. I started out at El Paso, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Then we shifted to San Antonio, and I've done practically everything that can be done in the Air Corps, including the being assistant chief instructor of parachutes.
Oh, a parachute. Did you ever jump yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Say, while you were in the Air Corps, I wonder, way back there, did you ever work with any men who have later become pretty well known?
Yes, sir.
What?
I worked well with General Mitchell.
Yeah, Billy Mitchell?
Yes, sir. Jimmy Doolittle?
Jimmy Doolittle.
And... Yes. Also Major Burton. At that time, he was now Major General Burton.
Well, let's go back a minute and tell me what you did with each of those. How about Mitchell? What was your contact there, General Mitchell?
Well, I worked with General Mitchell at the time when the first installed the first 8 Lewis machine guns of the DH.
Mm-hmm.
I and General Mitchell worked together on the ship.
Well, now, how about Major General Brereton?
Major General Brereton was my group commander.
What was he at that time?
He was just a major at that time, yes, sir.
Your group commander. How about General Doolittle?
Well, Jimmy, they call him. He was a squadron commander and a good fellow at that.
Starting commander, what'd you do in connection with him? Anything special?
Yes, when he first made that so-called wonderful flight, that the fifth and non-stop flight of the first DH.
Across the continent, yeah.
Across the continent non-stop. Mm-hmm. I helped service that ship, build her up, and helped service her on for a long flight.
Well, you've really been around, and if there's anybody around here that ought to know about an airplane, it must be Bill Bird. And so I'm going to ask you this one question. How good is this Bell Air Cobra?
Well, the Bell Air Cobra has no equal. For a plane in its size and for its purpose, there is no ship in the world that is its equal.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they often say... They often say about the Air Cobra not being able to handle the Zero. It's true enough to say the Zero has a higher ceiling. But let the Johnson down out of that seat in the Air Corps will show you how good it is.
There won't be anything left of him, huh?
He won't go back up.
Well, they've been proving that in Russia, in the Pacific, and all over the world recently. We know that's true. And I heard General Brett, I believe it was today, talking on the air, who said very much the same thing. Bill, within the next hour, our president will be talking to us. He's already said that this is the most critical Labor Day in our history. Now, as an old soldier, and as a soldier in the Army of Labor, how do you feel about the additional sacrifices that all of us are going to be called on to make?
Well, personally, we're not making any sacrifices at all. We're just really doing our duty as we should do. A lot of people have the impression that they're being imposed upon, deprived of luxuries and so forth. But we're in all the states that we're the second front. We're not. We're the first front.
Mm-hmm.
For a simple reason... But if the soldiers and the aviators and the foreign force don't have the equipment to fight with, the Army or the Air Corps is no good. And it's up to us here to build these ships and furnish them with the supplies to defend themselves and protect our country.
Well, Bill Bird, you're talking for all of us. And you just keep on turning out those dear little Cobras.
I certainly will, Park.
And, Foremost Seltzer and Box Pop, I've got a couple of things here we'd like you to have to remember this occasion. First is a silver cigarette case and lighter. And second, a lovely sterling silver tea set, coffee, creamer, and sugar, which we hope Mrs. Bird will like. And thank you a lot.
Thank you.
Okay,
Warren. Thanks, Box. You know, folks, 7 weeks ago, Vox Pop was at Keesler Field down in Biloxi, Mississippi, where we gave you the picture of the Air Force Air Mechanics School. After completing that course, most of the boys go into advanced training. And we want you to meet one of those boys taking that advanced training here in Niagara Falls at a school operated by Bell Aircraft. He's 23, Sergeant Harold Greenland.
That's Tech Sergeant Harold Greenland, not Buck Sergeant.
Oh, Tech Sergeant. All right, we'll get that to you in there. Tech Sergeant Harold Greenland of Los Angeles. How long have you been in the Army, Harold?
About 3.5 years.
Always in the Air Force?
Always in the Air Force.
Well, what's your job been?
Well, I'm a mechanic on the line, of course. I'm supposed to fix the ships while it's on the firing line. It's actually combat area.
I see. Well, you've been around them a lot. Are you like some mechanics, crazy about planes?
Well, I just love airplanes. I'd rather sleep under a wing of an airplane than I actually would sleep in a wrist.
You really sleep under the wing?
I have. I've actually slept under the wing about 4.5 months. That's in our war game.
Yes.
And I've slept and ate under wings of airplanes.
Well, you stick pretty close to them, don't you?
Well, I treat them like a baby, if that's what you mean.
Well, it is quite a responsibility, isn't it, to take care of one of those planes?
Yes, it is. Most of the boys in the line treat them like a baby because they figure Uncle Sam's well enough to give them about an $80,000 airplane. We can treat it that way.
Good for you. Did you have any mechanical experience before you joined the Air Force?
Well, I went to Hudson Motor Company in Hollywood, California.
What do you mean, on Western Avenue?
Yes, on Western Avenue.
Did you go to the mechanic school before that?
Hollywood, California, in Hollywood High School.
Good old Hollywood High.
Yes.
Well, were you there when Lana Turner went there?
Yes, I was.
Tell me. They're way ahead of me. Did you have a crush on her?
Well, I can't answer that. Well, I'm a married man.
I understand. Just what do you learn here at this school?
Well, at this school, I'm learning to take the piece 39 and take it apart from stem to stem and to learn it from stem to stem to actually troubleshoot it on the line so I can keep it flying.
Well, do you remember those mechanics on Wake Island and Matan who managed to patch up their planes and keep them in the air by, you know, by taking parts from other planes or even making new parts?
Yes, I do, and that's the same course that us boys here are actually taking.
Well, you could do the same thing in an emergency.
Yes, I can.
Well, now, you're an authority. You're familiar with American planes. Maybe you've read in the paper some criticism of them. What's your opinion of the Army P-39?
Well, I don't work for Bell. I work for the U.S. government. My actual opinion of the P-39 is one, well, it's just tops in our country. And I don't think that any airplane can compare with it. Well, what it's desired to do.
How long is your course here?
My course is 34 days. I'm through this Saturday.
Then what?
Then I go back to my squadron. I take a long, long voyage, what I heard.
Oh. Well, we're not going to ask you where, but we do wish you bon voyage. And Bruma Seltzer has a couple of gifts for you. We have, first, you know, after you finish this course, you'll be entitled to sleep on top of the wing, not under it. So we have a pup tent for you to pitch on top of the wing. And now, here are a couple of gifts for you, also from Bruma Seltzer. I mean, really good ones. Here's an order. I'm the best photographer in Buffalo for you to have your picture taken. And we've ordered a special silver frame made for it so that you can leave it with your wife when you go away. And from your expected son or daughter, as the case may be, here is a $25 war bond. So your child is backing up the old man even before he's born.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Folks, we've seen thousands of women in defense plants all over this country, and they're all attractive. There's just something about them in the way they're going after that job. Here's one of them now. She's tall, dark, young, and good-looking. We want you to meet Jane Anna Makioka of North Tonawanda, New York. Hello, Jane. Jane, what do you do here at Bell Aircraft?
Well, I work on the assembly line, and brake fun. I install a control stick and burn releases.
A little closer to the mic. I want to hear your Tonawanda. A control stick, bomb releases.
The flap motor and the gas line, generator solenoid and vacuum lines. And
hold on. Now, wait a minute. I thought you just did one thing around here.
Oh, no, sir. We've got to keep busy, and I don't like to do one thing over and over again, so I just keep on doing other things.
You mean you sort of help the other fellow out when you're through your particular job or something like that?
Oh, yes, sir.
I see. Well, do you like your wife?
Oh, yes, I enjoy it very much.
Uh-huh. Say, of course you've got a boyfriend.
Yes.
Where is he?
Cecilio, San Francisco.
Oh, he's in the Army.
That's right.
What's he doing? What department?
Quartermaster Division.
Oh, I see. You're here on the production line making these planes, and he's out there doing a distribution job. Do you plan to marry anytime soon,
Well, Anna? Not exactly right now. Discussed it and thought we'd both have important jobs and wait till after the war.
Well, that's the spirit that we found all around here. That's swell. How long have you been here?
Four months today.
Oh, an anniversary, huh?
That's right.
Were there many women when you came here first?
Well, I'd say there was about 12 to 15 as we came here. And about...
Don't say how many in numbers, but are there a number of them here?
Oh, I'd there's over 100 on my ship.
Oh, I bet they are. I'm in some. I see them coming in here every day. By the way, Jane, let me stop by here to say that the Bell aircraft can use more women. And if you live around Buffalo, North Tonawanda, or this area, I can guarantee you'll like it here. So why not like them and find out if you won't fit in? Jane, are women workers treated any different from men?
Well, no, I wouldn't say the lad. They come here and they'll get man's wages and they're supposed to get a man's job. And so when they come here, I suppose they ask, they should be treated like men. And after they leave the plant, well, that's when they're a lady.
And they are treated like men here. And
yes,
you just go right ahead with your job.
That's right.
Ask no quarter and give none, that right?
That's right.
What shift are you on?
Second shift.
When is that, from when to when?
4:30 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Well, sir, you get off at 1 a.m. What time do you have to pick your shows and stuff like that?
Well, we have one show in Buffalo. It opens up at 2 a.m. for the night shift.
Uh-huh.
Then we plant some roads, and when the human out here gets our dances for us, we have a strong time.
So you really have just as good a time as the fellows that get off early in the afternoon?
Well, yes, once the sun's back at night.
Gene, after it's all over, and you and the boyfriend are married, which one of you is going to fix the water faucets and think it would ring around the house,
well,
you think, huh?
I think I will hook his potatoes.
Do the KP. But Jane Macioka, I'll just say this, that a lot of wonderful women will be making wonderful wives when wonderful boys come back from the job overseas and wherever they are. And Bromo Seltzer has a couple of things that we want you to have. First of all, a swell, pocket-sized, two-way portable radio and a beautiful, solid gold filigree compact. And thank you very much for your help. And I think it's about time we heard from Denny Shute. How about it, Denny? What do you say?
Why, I will say if it's a three-alarm fire. Yes, sir, call the fire department. But when you have a three-alarm headache, pounding head pain, jumpy nerves, sickish, upset stomach, then take a Bromo Seltzer. It fights headache three ways. Yes, unlike many headache preparations, Bromo Seltzer acts not one, but these three ways.
Quick relief from headache pain.
That's one way Bromo Seltzer helps.
Fast help for jumpy nerves.
That's two.
Swift help for upset stomach.
That's three. Yes, with Bromo Seltzer, you get fast relief and you get effective relief. Of course, if you have a persistent or recurring headache, you should see a physician. But for common sick headaches, do as millions do. Take a Bromo Seltzer. Use it only as directed on the label. See how quickly you feel more like your old self again when you fight headaches not one, but three ways with Bromo Seltzer.
Folks, that bell you heard wasn't Bell of Bell Aircraft. It was loaned to us thanks to the Buffalo Fire Department. Now Warren's on the run again. I don't know where he is, but he should be out at the shortwave station outside, ready to talk to Jack Willems, whom you remember was going up on a flight. So go ahead, Warren.
All right. Calling Jack Willems again. Somewhere in an over Cobra era Cobra. Come on in, Jack.
Okay, Warren. Go ahead. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Where are you now, Jack?
I'm now over Erie, Pennsylvania. I passed myself. I'm over Erie.
You're over Erie, Pennsylvania. Well, you really must have gunned it.
Well, you know how it is when you're there, Clover. If you're sitting around, they really get to places in a hurry, Warren.
They really do go places in a hurry. I'll say they do. What do you see down there, Jack?
Well, it's kind of hazy up here, and I can't see very much. A few scattered lights. Hey, Warren, do you know where I'd like to be right now?
No. Where would you like to be, Jack?
Well, I'd like to be right over Russia somewhere where I could put this there plant to work and really make a fight for me.
Over Russia, huh? Well, now, Jack, just for a minute, let's pretend you are flying over Russia. What would you do if you saw an enemy bomber just below you?
Well, I'd get the airplane through, I'd turn on my gun sight, turn on the gun switches, and down I go.
Okay, well, go get him, boy.
Going out.
Well, Jack, you gave them everything, your wing guns and your cannon and everything. Did you get him?
Blowing a bit.
You blew it a bit, huh? For a minute, I thought it was the real thing, Jack. Really, that's one of the finest demonstrations I've ever heard of one of America's finest fighting planes. Jack, thanks a lot for giving us this show. And when you come down, Bromo Seltzer has two swell gifts that I know you're going to like. A fine pair of leather fur-lined gloves for cold weather flying, you know, up there over 30,000 feet. And also a beautiful modern Mixmaster that I'm sure Mrs. Willems will like, too. Thanks very much, Jack, and come on back now. And thanks to all of you who have been listening tonight. Sparks, you take it away now and say goodnight.
That's about all the time we have tonight, folks. So we'll see you next week at Aberdeen Proving Grounds in Baltimore, Maryland. Good night from both Parks and Warren.
Hot sick from a three-alarm headache? Take a Bromo Seltzer. It fights headache three ways. Acts on head, nerves, and stomach. You get fast relief, and you get effective relief. Quickly feel more like your old self again. So next time your headaches, your nerves are on edge, and your stomach's upset, fight that headache three ways with Bromo Seltzer. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.